like for you to live long enough, Alice. I'm supposed to grow old together.
A little deep every now and
then. It kills people.
No, it does not.
I dare you to spray it on your bald head. Beets in general are good for you.
Okay, we're going to call the special session back into order. Good afternoon. I'm looking for any reports from the select committees. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Thank you, Second Speaker. Rules, Ethics, and Engrossment met regarding Bill number ONCA 2263. And I'm sorry. We met regarding bill number ONCA 2263, and it is reported to Congress as properly engrossed. Voting yes are Goodfox, Keene, and Bickhorse. We also met regarding bill number ONCA 2264, and it is reported to Congress as properly engrossed. Voting yes is Goodfox, Keene, and Bickhorse. We met regarding bill number ONCA 2265. And as we are reporting to Congress that it's been properly engrossed, voting yes, Goodfox, Keene, and Bickhorse. We also met regarding bill number ONCA 2266. It is reported to Congress as properly engrossed, voting yes, Goodfox, Keene, and Bickhorse. We also met regarding bill number ONCA 2267. It is reported to Congress as properly engrossed, voting yes, Goodfox, Keene, and Bickhorse. And we also met regarding ONCA 2268. It is reported to Congress as properly engrossed, voting yes, Goodfox, Keene, and Bickhorse.
Okay, thank you. Okay, the next item on our agenda is bills and resolutions on third reading. ONCA 22-63, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $1 million to the Financial Assistance Services and American Rescue Plan Act ARPA funds for the Summer Youth and Workforce Development Programs and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Bickhorse. How would you like to proceed?
I'll close.
Okay. Would anyone like to speak to this bill? Hearing none. Go ahead, Congressman.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, Madam Speaker. Colleagues, I just want to thank each and every one of you for your support and your good comments about this piece of legislation. It's kind of a double-edged sword because it not only helps with the exercise of our children, but it also helps with employment, summer employment. And we did talk with them, and we would like to see this eventually turn into a year-round employment program. I'd just like to say thank you again and ask for your all's vote.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Bickhorse. The question is, shall ONCA 22-63 pass?
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Congressman Keene.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Second Speaker Rebard.
Yes. This bill has an alternate effective date. Shall the alternate effective date pass?
I missed Congressman Bickhorse. Congressman Bickhorse.
Yes.
Okay. Apologize. This bill has an alternate effective date. Shall the alternate effective date pass? If so, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Those opposed, say no. ONCA 22-63 will advance to engrossment.
Enrollment.
Okay, the next bill is ONCA 22-64, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $71,700 to the Osage Veterans Memorial Fund for the Osage Veteran travel to the National Native American Veterans Memorial Dedication Ceremony in Washington, D.C., and to establish an alternate effective date. Speaker Pratt is the sponsor. She's not available. Congressman Maker, how would you like to proceed?
I'll close.
Okay. Any members have any comments? If not, I'll turn it over to you, Congressman Maker.
I'll waive my time.
Okay, the question is, shall ONCA 22-64 pass?
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Good Fox?
Yes.
Second Speaker Rebard?
Yes. Okay, thank you. This bill has an alternate effective date. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. ONCA 22-64 is advanced to enrollment. The next bill is ONCA 22-65, an act to set the annual salary and expense allowance for members of Congress and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Walker. How would you like to proceed?
I'll close.
Okay. Congress, any comment? Hearing none, Congressman Walker.
I'll keep it brief. We had quite a bit of discussion earlier in committee. I just want to point out a couple details about this. One, most importantly, it won't go into effect until 2024. It won't affect me, won't affect this Congress, and it won't affect the next Congress. Congress at that time won't have had a raise in pay for 18 years. I think it's time. I think it's important to raise the bar. I think it opens up opportunities for those that wouldn't otherwise run for Congress. And I think it's time. One other comment was made was like, well, why don't we just wait until the next Congress? Well, I'm on my way out. I've been here long enough, and it just wouldn't happen. Somebody would have to put their name on that bill while they're sitting on Congress. So I want to make those comments. If anybody, you know, that takes issue with this, if they want to hear more of the reasons and the details, they can go back and listen to the committee meeting. I urge you guys to vote yes. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman Walker. The question is, shall ONCA 22-65 pass?
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Good Fox?
No.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon? Oh, sorry. Speaker Pratt?
No.
Second Speaker Rebord?
Yes. This bill has an alternate effective date. Those in favor of the alternate effective date, please indicate by saying yes.
Yes.
Those opposed, say no. ONCA 22-65 will advance to enrollment.
Speaker, do you want to keep chairing?
I'll leave that up to you, Speaker Pratt.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. ONCA 22-66, an act to amend ONCA 21-73 to authorize a supplemental appropriation to the Executive Branch 477 programs and non-tribal funds in the amount of $5,011 and to establish an alternate effective date. I am the sponsor and I will close. Any comments from Congress? If not, I'll waive my time. The question is, shall ONCA 22-66 pass?
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Good Fox?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Speaker Pratt?
Yes.
Second Speaker Rebord?
Yes. This bill has an alternate effective date. Will those in favor of this date indicate by saying yes?
Yes.
Yes.
All those opposed, say no. ONCA 22-66 will advance to enrollment. The next bill is ONCA 22-67, an act to amend ONCA 21-95 to provide a supplemental appropriation to the executive branch and non-tribal funds in the amount of $575,564 and to establish an alternate effective date. I am the sponsor. I will close. Congress have any comments? If not, I'll waive my time. The question is, shall ONCA 22-67 pass?
Congresswoman Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Good Fox?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Speaker Pratt?
Yes.
Second Speaker Rebord?
Yes. This bill also contains alternate effective date. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. ONCA 22-67 will advance to enrollment. The final bill is ONCA 22-68, an act to provide an appropriation of $73,060 out of the general fund in the Treasury to the Hula Water District for an equipment purchase and to establish an alternate effective date. Congressman Walker is the sponsor. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Any questions or comments from Congress? If not, I'll hand it to you, Congressman Walker.
figured I'd take the opportunity. This will be the last time I get to be up here. This is an appropriation for a trencher for the Hula Water District. Right now, they're attempting to use a 40-year-old tractor that continually breaks down. It's broken down at the moment, so they can't go out and repair, replace needed water lines. I would just urge my colleagues in the future to concentrate on providing good, clean drinking water for the citizens that live in and around us, our, not only our constituents, but our neighbors. Thank you. I urge a yes vote.
Okay, thank you, Congressman. The question is, shall ONCA 22-68 pass?
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Yes.
Speaker Pratt?
Yes.
Second Speaker Rebard?
Yes. This bill also has an alternate effective date. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. ONCA 22-68 will advance to enrollment. And the next item on our agenda, motion and notices. Okay, if there are no motion or notices, the last item on our agenda is adjournment.
Motion to adjourn the session.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor say yes.
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 Okay, thank you. Gakunai.